We are fortunate to spend some time with a legend, in my opinion, Samoa Joe. Joe, how are you, brother?
I'm excellent, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good. And look, it's your first time on the show, first time we've talked. And before we get into wrestling, and I have to ask you questions to get on Fightful and do all that stuff, we need to break the ice, okay? And let me tell you my little situation about what's going on in my life. Just got new neighbors. They just moved in. They're super dope. They're Samoan. It's Christmas season. I want to set the tone right. I want to, like, you know, just spread good vibes. Is there something I can do, like, as a show of good faith? That, you know, like, is there anything I could do?
Oh, 100%. Brother, you need to go find yourself some big cans of corned beef. Now, you take them big cans of corned beef and you take it over to your neighbors. And trust me, they're going to cook you a meal that's going to shut it down with that corned beef. And you're going to have a great time. So, I mean, you trust me, you do that, that enough in and of itself, that tells people that you know what to get a Samoan family to come the holidays, bro.
Hey, that's amazing. And to be honest, the father of the household was like, "What up, Oos?" And I popped. Yeah. I felt cool. I'm like, okay, this is
that's
good.
That's how it
this
is, man. It has to come in the can. You know, I don't want no fancy corned beef you get in the debt. Nah, corned beef in a can, bro. If you bring that to them, they're going to take care of you for the holidays.
Joe, I appreciate you. And look, I requested to talk to you last month for a specific reason. And now that reason has exploded into a bigger thing. And I just told you, I view you as a legend, good sir. And your impact has went across professional wrestling into the NBA. So first and foremost, with Draymond Green, can we rate the chokehold out of 10? Like, how good did he really put that hold in?
You know, I've seen Draymond play for quite a while now. Draymond has always been a far better thug than he has been as of late. You know, he's just not hiding stuff like he used to. You know, he used to kind of like look the other way, stomp on a guy's guts. You know, he used to choke a guy, but then pretend like, oh, no, he's holding on to my arm. Like, see, Draymond even trying as hard as he used to hide it. That's why, you know, of the Draymond chokes I've seen over his career, that last one was probably about a 6. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't disguise it as well. That tornado punch he threw, I mean, I've seen him throw that tornado punch for years. And, you know, he always got away with it because over here and punching this way. Like, you got a good little rhythm with that. But, you know, as of late, I think just Draymond, he needed to pay a little bit more credence to the quality thugging that he can get away with, not this just haphazard flailing of the arms that he's been doing lately. I mean, that's why he's suspended right now.
Hey, brother, the Warriors dynasty is crumbling in more ways than one. They used to be better at everything, just a little bit better, a little bit cleaner, a little bit tighter. By the way, has there been anyone more suited to get into an AEW ring from the professional, other professional athletes than Draymond?
You know, he might be one of them. You know, he might be a candidate. You know, if the suspension don't work out the way he wants to, maybe got a little bit of free time. You know, maybe we can get him crossed over a little bit. We'll see how that works out.
Hey, he can show up to a World's End and do his podcast. It'll be great.
Oh, great.
Yo, one thing I want to ask is like the. If someone asked me, like, what do you love about Samoa Joe, in my opinion, I'm like, well, first and foremost, like, everyone needs to take notes on the presence. When he walks in, things change and the attention changes. And it's been weird this year seeing some of these viral videos of just fans showing up at the airport with the Funko Pops, with the autograph, with the 50 million pictures. And please, can you sign this for my son, but don't put his name because I'm trying to sell this on eBay and all this stuff. And it's been real OD. And I'm curious for you. I just feel like nobody really tries you in public, right?
I've been fortunate enough. The fans have always been very gracious throughout my career. I will say this, man, I have no issue signing stuff for people, but I'll sign a thing for you. You know, I mean, you roll up to me with 50 things and, you know, all this other stuff. You know, I'm signing, doing the line for you, B. You know, I got that card for you, my partner. But you know, other than that, fans are a wonderful thing. I know some wrestlers have an issue with them. That's all fine and dandy. Concern, you know, if you want to come up, show a little love, say what's up, come say what's up. But, just know we all got time on our hands and I'll give you as much as I can, but it won't be much.
Not the 50 different camera shot pictures. Hey, you sign all these? No, that's crazy. Something I'm never going to have to experience, thankfully. bringing up this year too, as someone who's been a veteran, who's been literally everywhere, what's been wilder for you to realize that wrestling is on television 6 days a week at least, or the fact that now there are post-game, post-event press conferences and kind of the media involvement and the change in that, which wasn't a thing 10 years ago?
I think both are astonishing to me. You know, I think the prevalence and the importance of live sports in the current media environment is definitely a big contributor to the fact that why, you know, you have to see so much pro wrestling now, you know, on TV. You know, I came from an era where there wasn't a lot of opportunity. And, you know, we kind of dreamed of a scenario like this where we have a lot of companies doing what they can to provide work for guys like me. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see that it's come to that point in the industry. And I really love to see it. I love to see fans get an opportunity to see what we do. And the more opportunities they get to see it, then I guess the happier I am.
Yeah, and you talk about the era that you came up in. It's always fascinating, you know, being fortunate with this job, getting to talk to trailblazers and people who broke through. And, you know, it's always a case of they didn't do this to break through and change the game. They were doing it because they were just trying to make it work, trying to survive and trying to do what they love. And there was a fascinating tweet from Abu. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, from Russell Purist. And he kind of talked about, you know, you Danielson, Punk, Styles, you know, you guys leading the forefront back in the day and kind of changing the landscape of professional wrestling and giving us fans like a different presentation of what a match could be. And how one of the reasons why you guys did that is because you had to travel everywhere to make it work, work in different countries, different crowd sizes before you got to where you guys are at now. And now with social media and stuff, you look at a dude like Nick Wayne who signs when he's 18, he's always going to be under the umbrella of producers and people telling him what to do and kind of not going through the school of hard knocks, for lack of a better term, of learning, trying things out, going out there in a crowd of just maybe 50 people. And kind of those dynamics and how things have changed. Like, how do you view that?
First off, like I said, you know, I worked for a long time trying to build opportunity in this industry for you know, outside of the traditional companies that, you know, were the path, you know, and to see where we're at now, to see that guys like Nick Wayne at 18 are given opportunities to be signed early, you know, some people would be a little bit upset or pissed off about it. No, that's mission accomplished. That's what I wanted. You know, I wanted there to be a pipeline for young guys to get into, you know, real work, you know, and there wasn't a lot of real work. You know, at the time, WCW had closed down. You know, ECW was also, you know, kind of in its last phases of its existence and its initial incarnation. So it's like it was a very, very difficult time. And now, you know, for me to be upset that there's boundless opportunity after I've done all this work to get it to this point would seem pretty pretty stupid on my part. So yeah, I'm very happy with that, you know, and whether or not he develops the same way, that's not for me to say. All I know is a lot of those producers and, you know, people who supposedly are telling him what to do, you know, these are trusted voices in the industry who have a lot of experience. And, you know, as a young grappler, I think some of the most fundamentally career changing things came from, you know, just good sage advice from people who knew what the hell they were doing. And, you know, that can't be understated enough. And I hope that he receives that type of advice and training as he comes up through the ranks. And, you know, I hope that there's more opportunity for young grapplers to succeed in this industry. You know, this is what I strive for when I was working for, and to see it coming into fruition now, I'm very happy with it.
Yo, hoping you and yours had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And now it is Black Friday. And as you do your shopping, I'm in flight to Chicago, Illinois. Lucky enough to be able to cover Survivor Series. And I wouldn't be able to do that without the good folks at Zip Chair. And now, watch how I combine the two. I told you it's Black Friday. And Zip Chair, if you don't know, makes some of the best furniture in the business. So here's the deal. You want to be the MVP this Christmas season and you want to give the best gift, whether it's a huge sports fan, why don't you give them the bar stools for the basement with their favorite team's logo? You know what I'm saying? All right, the Mets, the Lakers, it doesn't matter. NBA, MLB, MLS, NFL, collegiate, they got it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you want to get the recliner, the couch, all the same, all comfortable. But then what I specialize in, I'm in my office, I'm in my chair, I'm at my desk a lot, editing videos, playing games, replying to emails, whatever. A lot of hours spent in that seat. And that seat needs to be comfy, and that seat needs to be a Zip Chair. Use that discount code Adrian to save 10% off and be the MVP of this holiday season.
Hey, man, salute to you having that mindset, because a lot of people don't have it, even in radio.
Yeah, you know who people, you know who those people are? They broke. They broke. They don't make this money. Oh, broke people all got all, they mad at everybody.
Yay.
Oh my goodness. We all need to come over here on the good side where it's nice and profitable, and we ain't mad at anybody for living their life, you know?
And insurance, and then good health care, yeah. All these good things.
The rest of that's mad about a young guy getting an opportunity is because you broke. So knock it off, man. Get out here, get your own opportunities. You'll be fine. Worry about yourself before you worry about everybody else.
you speak about being broke. First off, that's going to be the IG trailer for people to check out the interview. So thank you for that, good sir. And another thing that made money was All In. And look, I just, in terms of your career and things that you've done, being a part of that show with the attendance and just really what that show meant, and that the fact that it was even possible, where does that rank in your career when you look at accolades and things like that?
Oh, very high. I mean, obviously, just for those reasons. I mean, just the recognition of what the fan base is and seeing it all out and come out and be a part of this huge event. I mean, that you know, spoke volumes to me. And so, yeah, man, it was a massive, massive moment. And it's one I greatly appreciate and one I didn't expect to be a part of, but very happy that I was a part of.
And one thing I do have to ask you is I was in L.A. I was at the Forum for Full Gear. As someone who's done everything that you've done, I just want to get your initial reaction when you're backstage seeing what the hell Swerve Strickland and Hangman Page did in that match. What was the reaction?
For me, it's funny. I'm not surprised, you know, especially when it comes to those two individuals. You know, these are two guys who, you know, undoubtedly are in their prime right now. And they're looking to make their mark on the world. They're looking to, you know, give everything they have to the fans and you know, paint a very violent and crazy picture in the process. And, you know, watching the match, it did not surprise me at all. You know, both men have been tremendously dedicated to the program leading up and wanting to give the best to the fans. And the match that was delivered was, you know, exceeded expectations, and mine were pretty high. So, I mean, it's a testament to both those gentlemen to go out there and perform and deliver in that environment.
It was the craziest, like, atmosphere I've ever been in. All the fellas, including me, were like, yo, y'all need to chill. Mm-hmm. All the women were screaming, we want more blood. Let's go. I'm like, what
type of world? How it works, by the way, right?
Yeah, no, bro, it's crazy. As we come to the end of the year, and by the way, you're trying to get that Triple B belt, World's End. You can get it on pay-per-view December 30th as you take on MJF. But as we close out the year, at any point in your career, I can imagine now you don't really care, but I'm interested, as you were on the come up, how much do you care about, like, the end of the year lists and your Meltzer ratings and things like that? Like, how much did that play a part in your come up?
My end all be all judge and executioner is the fans. And that's the way it's always been. You know, I don't knock people for digging Meltzer ratings. You know, he's a guy who's watched a ton of wrestling, has a strong opinions about it. But I mean, to me, that's what it's always been. You know, I've always appreciated when he's liked my stuff, and when he hasn't, well, you know, that fan didn't particularly like my stuff that time. And I think that's the way, you know, I've always taken it. You know, my I'm not a master to a publication. I'm a master to the fans that show up and come to see me and then want to be entertained. And that's really the focus of what I do. You know, I'm out there for the people, not for myself. I'm not out there trying to pad my resume or get a bunch of accolades so that I can seem important somewhere down the line when I'm nice retired. No, I want to leave memories with people. I want you to come to a show, say you saw Samoa Joe rock the house, and have a great time. And that's really always been my focus in my career, man. And, like, if that coincided and it happened to, you know, catch the critics' ire and they dug it, then cool. And if it didn't, that's cool too. You know, man, my main focus has always been on the people who show up to the arena and want to have a good time, and those that tune in at home and give me a few hours of their time, of their busy daily schedule. And, you know, that's my focus, man. I want the people at home to enjoy it. And like I said, if it all works out and everybody enjoys it, cool. And if some people don't, well, that's cool too, as long as the people that I set out to entertain are entertained.
Facts. And you can't make everyone happy. And
I stopped trying a long time ago, man.
Yeah, no, straight up. Well, one thing that's made me happy is this feud, per se, that you've had with MJF, a lot of twists and turns. It's just been cool. Even the history that you guys have, which some people may not remember, and seeing that, you know, kind of play out. If you could, and this is weird because you're trying to kick his ass and take everything that he cares about on December 30th. But yeah. To me, you know, you talk about these lists, and it's funny because I'm a sports radio host. This is all we do. We argue every day. You think LeBron's the greatest. I think Steph's the greatest. And there we go for 3 hours every day.
Yeah.
But I think that some people have kind of, like, not given MJF the credit. Like, to me, he's put himself in this position where he's kind of become the leader of AEW. He's took the ball and he's ran with it. And that's it's a different thing than some of these other people that have also done great, but they weren't in that position of being the top guy. In this year, I guess if you could talk to me just about MJF and kind of his growth.
I think you kind of encapsulated a lot about how I feel about MJF. You know, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of people say they want to score a touchdown, but not many people are willing to go up there and rip the ball out of somebody's hand and go do it. And MJF is definitely one of those guys. You know, he's a guy that's not going to sit around waiting for opportunities to slap him in the face. He's very proactive. He's going to get out in front of things, and he's going to try to go make opportunities for himself. And, you know, that in and of itself is a testament to most people who are successful in this industry, is that they're not people who wait around for somebody to recognize their greatness. They go out there and they show the world every week. And so, you know, MJF has been pretty consistent in that aspect, and I think that is definitely where his biggest growth has been.
Well, December 30th, it ends, hopefully for you.
Oh, yes, it will.
You get to end all that, and you get to take the title. Before we get into close this out, and again, thank you so much for the time, AEW Collision. First time ever at the Dollar Loan Center, an amazing venue. First professional wrestling event in the venue as well. Tickets just went on sale, access.com, awtix.com as well, the night before the big game, just to make that weekend that much better. One thing I do need to ask you is, you know, We're now living through the final stages of Bryan Danielson's final year professional wrestler in AEW. I know he says he's not going to completely retire, but this full time. And then we're running up against Sting retiring. And I know that if AEW wasn't a thing, you might have been done as well. For you, how long do you see yourself? Is this a situation until my body tells me I can't do it no more? Or how does this play out in a perfect world for you?
Oh, no, I'll probably stop well before then. No, you know, I've been really, really fortunate. When I came off the concussion, I took 2 years off to really get everything back in order. And in that time, too, just in the recovery process, really changed a lot of around in my training and changed a lot of things around that have benefited me to a great amount health-wise. And, you know, I feel good right now. As far as where the train will end, I'll let it play out a little bit more. But I will say this. I've definitely have more than a handful of good years left in me. And beyond that, I'm excited to, if we are going to go out, we're going to go out with a bang. So it'll be interesting to see how these next few years play out.
Let's go. And look, man, you got a lot of other things you got to handle, which is where we'll transition to. First off, your reaction, Twisted Metal season 2.
Beyond excited, you know, obviously, you know, the reception from fans, you know, worldwide has been tremendous. You know, I know the numbers, the streaming numbers have been off the charts phenomenal for Peacock, and they're more than excited for the season to bring up, you know, and I'm just tremendously excited to get back in the truck and introduce some new characters to the Mad World, Twisted Metal to the world, and hopefully bring some new favorites that fans have been dying to see, hopefully bring them to life on the screen. So it's been a fantastic experience. You know, obviously Anthony Mackie's a tremendous actor and very, very fun to work with, including the entire cast, and I can't wait for season 2.
Have you been able to play the Suicide Squad game yet? Have you got a build
yet?
Yes,
I have. I participated in the Alpha, got a little early play test. Actually, post All in London, went down to the Rock City Studios and got a little hands on it for the first time. And very, very excited about that, too. Obviously, we're coming out next year. Look forward to WB having a big presence on AEW here with that. But yeah, it's a really, really fun game. I'm looking forward to everybody checking it out. I don't know if I'm breaking any of that alpha NDA, even saying it's good, but it's a good deal. So.
No, I think you are. They've done all the gameplay videos. They've shown a lot, so I think you're good. Yo, and by the way, rest in peace to E3. Since we were bringing up games, oh, that's crazy. I'm excited for that. Okay, so this will be the last question. We'll close you out on this. Iron Claw is debuting next week in theaters, and if I gave you the choice to take any story, whether it was an on-screen or behind the scenes, and also doesn't have to be as devastating as the Von Erich family story, which is for crazy, sure, that's coming out during Christmas time. But if I give you one story to pick, what would you make into a movie?
Ooh, it's tough. You know, I've always been a big fan. I think Brody's story needs to be told. I think the life and death of the great Bruiser Brody should be something that should be focused upon. I think that we're still fortunate enough that we have – men that knew him in his life that could help, bring that to fruition. And just from a personal California thing, I'd like to see a little bit more on Don Leo Jonathan, not a name that's maybe well known, but just for his stuff in and outside of the ring, including some of the amazing diving stuff that he achieved, I think would be an interesting little foray into wrestling history.
Boom, there it is. Samoa, I didn't think this would ever happen. I'm glad it did. Thank you so much for the time, friend.
Yep, appreciate it, man. Take care.